We all want 8, but like you said, we'll be okay with 7 and 5. So is 7 the demand?
I guess you got to call 7 the demand. I really want to call 8 the demand.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Like I said, if you're good, you get at least 8. 7 will buy you another year of getting your guys in there and all that stuff.
If we win fewer than 6, I'll never watch another game. I will never watch another game. I'll never watch another game in my life if we win fewer than 6.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
If we win fewer than 7, I'll never watch another Pruitt game. If we go 6-6, I'm not watching another game until we get a new coach.
A man has to have a code, and I respect it. The 6th one seems a little aggressive.
If we win 4 or fewer, I will end my life. If we win fewer than 4, I'll take everyone with me as well. So everyone in this room and me.
On 1340 WKGN.
So hopefully we don't win 3. You guys better hope we do better than 3-9. We're all in trouble then.
There was a time I thought we were all going to be in trouble there. Luckily, the boys rallied. Shout out to that South Carolina game. Hour 3 headlines kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. Drink what you truly want. Pick you up a 12-pack of the light, delicious, refreshing, Truly Hard Seltzer, only 100 calories and 1 gram of sugar. Support the people who support us. Hour 3 headlines, Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
Thanks, John. Brian Kelly has taken issue with Kirk Herbstreit's comments regarding no college football in 2020. Kirk does not know what he's talking about, says Brian Kelly. In my opinion, until we have a vaccine where we've really got some control over this, even if the curve is flat and the virus is still out there, I'll be shocked, said Herbstreit. Haven't talked with anybody, but I'll be shocked if we have football this fall. Brian Kelly said, I mean, stay positive, you know? We have a choice. We could be negative and think of, you know, a lot of things that could go wrong, or we could be positive. I choose, and have always chosen, to think in the most positive terms that we're going to have this pandemic under control, to where we can resume in some sort of normalcy and play football in the fall.
Football in the fall.
If anybody can really predict what can happen next week, they should be in the stock market, Brian Kelly continued.
People are in the stock market, Brian Kelly. People do play that.
I heard Kirk come out last week and say, no way. Kirk does not know what he's talking about. Really? For him, you know, to talk in those terms, he's not a scientist. He's a college football analyst. We'll let the scientists determine those things.
I didn't like what I saw from Fauci saying that we couldn't leave the house. We couldn't resume until there were no new cases. Like zero. That seems really, really far-fetched.
When did he say that?
This morning.
We're not paying attention to that when there's a million cases. You think we're going to do it when there's one? I saw where our mayor here locally came out yesterday and said we basically need to take this more seriously.
Oh, he said that?
She did.
Oh, Knox County, Knox City.
Knoxville, right? Yeah, yes.
Not the county.
The city mayor. I believe I saw a headline on the gas station at the pilot, they have the little TVs.
Sure.
I just saw it in passing, but it said something like we need to take this more seriously and there could be some enforceable mandates at some point. Again, don't take that for... I don't know exactly what she said. I don't want to confuse our local public here. I just saw it on the gas station monitor.
Okay.
I'll do a little more research. Pittsburgh scientists have developed a possible coronavirus vaccine. They hope the FDA can fast-track it. Researchers say the first phase... apparently they did it on some mice. Scientists at Pittsburgh, they tested in mice, produced antibodies specific to the coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2, that could be enough to fight off the virus. Testing the vaccine in mice doesn't guarantee that it will be efficient in humans, but they said they're ready to initiate clinical trials. Just yet another, there's people all around the world that are working on this stuff, but that's from Pittsburgh. We officially cracked 1 million cases, by the way, worldwide.
Yippee.
So let's all celebrate that as a globe. Big global achievement. The U.S. government has requested 100,000 body bags. If you're looking for a grim headline, the Pentagon will draw
the
some
million cases wasn't enough. That one wasn't enough.
I'm here to report the news. The Pentagon will draw some initially from its stockpile of 50,000 it maintains, and is looking into buying more. These are somber preparation, as Trump officials project as many as 200,000 Americans could die.
Can you give me some PCO?
What's that?
Can you give me some PCO, please?
Americans bought about 2 million guns in March. It was the second busiest month ever for gun sales, trailing only January 2013, just after Obama's re-election and the mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Okay, can we get some PCO?
A 90-year-old woman has died from coronavirus after asking doctors to save ventilators for younger patients.
That's a positive story, actually. That one is... You had me a little sad. You said 90-year-old woman died, but you know she did the right thing. She was like, "Hey, I'm 90 years old.
A nice
save
woman,
younger people."
A nice woman named Suzanne.
That's a good way to go out. Having a truly selfless act to be a hero. That's a good way to go out.
Yeah, she wasn't even wearing a cape, but she said, "I had a good life. Keep it for the younger ones." She says, "A little sports here for you. The British Open will be canceled.
Again,
who
golf.
Cares?"
I care.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I care.
Well, the Democratic National Convention has been pushed back to August.
That's a real who cares. Who cares?
I care way more about that.
There's no reason to care about that.
Oh, yes, there is. There's going to be some drama, bro. Could we see Cuomo? Could we see Hillary? There's going to be some major drama.
You're the only person that keeps bringing up Hillary.
I'm not the only person.
Hillary's done.
Do a little research.
Hillary is done. You keep bringing up Hillary. You said your dream is to watch Hillary go against Trump. Like, did you not see that in 2016?
I saw it, and I want everybody always. Why is it we get a rematch in boxing, but we don't get one in the election?
Because usually,
we get Wilder Fury too.
Because
but we
usually
can't get,
the first round was pretty fun and pretty fair, a close fight. That's not what it was.
I know, she won by 2 million votes.
It's not about the popular vote.
I understand that.
I don't know if you do.
I do understand
that. She got dominated.
The Electoral College.
The OEC, she got her ass kicked.
She didn't get her ass kicked.
She got her ass kicked in the EC.
There were more delegates that were in favor of
the
Electoral College that worked for Trump.
What was the EC final score? What was the EC final score?
It's not how it should be done anyway. We should do away with the Electoral College.
No, we shouldn't.
I think we should.
That's just because you have some weird fascination with California.
No, it's not, actually. It has nothing to do with that.
304 to 227. I mean...
Why do we even have the Electoral College? What is the...
States to try to weigh
some guy in Iowa can... Some guy in Iowa so that his vote counts?
I mean, yeah.
Pick a side. Half the time you say... People shouldn't be able to vote. Not everyone should have a say. And then the other half, you say we need to give the guy in Iowa his vote.
I'm not picking a side. I'm just saying that we shouldn't get rid of the Electoral College and just simply go popular vote. That's not me not picking a side.
The Electoral College basically is to give a say to those people that normally wouldn't have a say, right?
I mean, yes and no. It's to, you know, try to keep it proportionate of some sorts.
Should it be?
It shouldn't simply be a popular vote. Now, if you want to talk to me that less people should vote, yes, I'm going to agree with that.
You don't think the last election, if we're just talking, I don't mean popular vote in the sense of popular vote, but I mean in the sense of popularity. You don't think that had something to do with the...
No.
You don't think a lot of people maybe voted for the guy that's in office now because he was a...
I don't think you should simply be allowed to say, I'm popular in California and New York and win the presidency, which is what you're advocating for Hillary Clinton.
That's not what I'm advocating for Hillary
Clinton.
That's
the only reason she had more popular votes is that she was more popular in California and New York.
That is not what I'm advocating for Hillary Clinton. Yeah, I'm not even advocating for Hillary Clinton. You're acting like I like Hillary Clinton or something.
You do like Hillary Clinton. You just brought her up again. Like, what are you talking about?
Excuse me.
Okay,
so you're going to come on here and tell the whole audience what I think politically.
You said it
You don't see me doing that with you, Bernie bro.
You don't see me doing that.
I'll
take Bernie over Biden.
And you know what? Now our whole audience knows you're a Bernie bro.
You got to feel the burn
bumper sticker on your Hyundai Sonata.
Not true at all.
Yes, you do.
I do not have any bumper
stickers. I'm going to get you one, and you're going to put it on there.
I'm not a Bernie bro. I think Biden is close to brain dead.
I do too. I think he's completely nuts.
That's why there's no point in caring about the DNC.
It's still entertain. There's good entertainment. It's better than the British Open
in terms of
entertainment value.
The national convention is just going to be them saying, "Hey, Biden, let's send you out there to get your ass kicked."
There's
going to
be some drama.
Okay.
There's going to be some drama. I'm telling you.
There was only
gonna
it's
going to
be
a weird year.
There was only going to be drama if it was to stop Bernie. They've already successfully stopped Bernie.
And you're sad about it. You're very upset about it.
I prefer Bernie to Biden. I have no problems admitting that.
You prefer Bernie to Trump, too.
I don't know if I even do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I even do. Bernie's too low T for me.
It's a popularity contest anyway.
Well, that's fine, if that's what you want to say, but I don't think that California and New York should have such a big say in it if we're just going strictly popular vote. I'm in favor of electoral college.
The president lived his whole life in New York City.
Okay.
And he's a New Yorker. That's who he was. And then he got famous on The Celebrity Apprentice, and boom, president. Is that how we should do the process?
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
It has nothing to do
with the electoral college. It has absolutely nothing to do with the electoral college.
What I'm saying is that the way that we elect these people is ridiculous, regardless of a popular vote, electoral college. It's a popularity contest at the end of the day.
Not really, because the person with the more popular votes lost. So no, it wasn't a popularity contest.
In a different sense of the word, it is.
So it is, but it's not. I gotcha.
You don't understand what I'm saying.
I don't at all.
I guess I might have to draw it out for you. I don't know.
Draw me a map.
All I'm saying.
A popularity contest with the person with the least amount of votes wins, and calling it a popularity contest.
What I'm saying is, if there's no Celebrity Apprentice, then Donald Trump's not the president right now.
And if Bill wasn't president, your girl Hillary wouldn't have even had a chance.
Call her my girl Hillary.
You've called her your girl.
Well, speaking of marriage troubles, Ed Orgeron.
Talking about me and you or the Clintons?
No, the Clintons.
Okay.
Ed Orgeron and his wife Kelly are getting divorced. According to The Advocate in Baton Rouge, the divorce petition was filed February 26th in the East Baton Rouge Parish Family Court, and Coach O and his wife Kelly were separated February 24th, and now they are getting divorced. They looked so happy after the national championship, and that was such a high.
What do we think the reason here is? Do you think there was just problems before, and this was like the last straw? Do we think that like he reached the mountaintop and maybe now he's more hungry for success than ever and just like throughout the championship season and now he's just like staying in the office recruiting nonstop? Like,
don't go get me a younger woman.
Or do you think he just wanted a younger woman? Yeah, like now Ed O can have his pick of the graduating class. I don't know.
I know you're the mother of my children, but I'd rather have a younger woman.
I don't know. Don't know what the details are there. A lot of people were mad that it was even a story. They said this is personal life and that it shouldn't be published. I feel like it's newsworthy.
He's a celebrity.
Yeah, I know. I feel like it's newsworthy.
It is newsworthy.
It was mainly LSU fans.
He's a celebrity.
They feel like it puts him in a bad light. Tom Brady has his backup, by the way, Blaine Gabbert, going to the Bucs on a one-year deal.
Okay. Anything else? I mean, I don't have any thoughts on Blaine Gabbert. It's good to stay in there and get that backup money.
There's nothing else real newsworthy. I mean, I pretty much hit all the big points there.
Okay.
Well, Boston Medical Center furloughed 700 employees. Let's see. Oh, Rick Barnes is coming on the drive today.
Okay.
What else? That's about all I got bookmarked. There was some stuff yesterday, but I don't know what you guys talked about and what.
You didn't listen to the show?
Bits and pieces, but I don't know exactly
what. We podcast everything.
What all the news was. So. PETA called
it. We put podcasts up on SoundCloud, iTunes.
Right.
Are we on Spotify? I don't know if we're on Spotify or not.
I don't think so. PETA called out Shaq for his relationship with the Tiger King, with Jeff Lowe.
What a stupid headline. I mean, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying, what a stupid headline.
Yeah.
I'll be ready for these. I'm ready for these Tiger King guys to go away. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. right, back on the program. Let's run through some of these AMA questions. We're doing it over on Reddit, the Aki Top section. Let's run through some of these questions. Cody, I answered this one already. I'll give you get your thoughts on it. Do you think the level of competition will be affected across all sports next season, whenever that will be? Do you think we will see a team shift to teams winning with raw talent since there will be less practices? Like, do you think the layoff is going to mean, like, the teams with just the most talent are winning because everyone's sloppy? Or could there be a way of, like, you know, in professional sports, especially the in basketball, the teams who have played together for a while, like, will they have an advantage because they have team chemistry? Like, I don't know. I said that, like, in college, the teams with the most raw talent usually have the best coaching on top of it, too. So it's just kind of a
I would guess we're still going to see the same teams at the top.
Yeah, just for those reasons, right? Like, I mean,
yeah.
The teams with the best talent also have the best coaching. Like, college football is not a sport built around parity. It's built around the rich staying rich.
Now, are some programs going to be better than they would have been or worse than they would have been? Probably so. We're probably going to see which programs took strength and conditioning serious the most and who, you know, especially these early games. Like, if we get games, you know, first couple games of the year, see who's in shape, who's out of shape. Because no matter what they do, you know, still for a college athlete to be doing it home versus doing it with the guy there coaching you and yelling at you and motivating you is completely different. So I think there will be a little bit of change, but I still think the teams at the top will be the teams at the top.
I said that, like, there could be a disadvantage to teams who are having a quarterback battle. Like, teams that don't know who their starter is going to be, like Alabama, who's kind of in a battle. And here at Tennessee, like, this pretty much is going to guarantee that JG is our starter, right?
It seems like, yeah, especially start of the season. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I feel like any chance Harrison Bailey had of winning out as a freshman is now going by the wayside because, you know, he was an early enrollee. You thought, okay, he's going to have a chance, but no practices, no team building, none of that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can learn the playbook and all that, but, like, you need the physical reps. You need to get those in with the team. You need to have practices to show leadership. So I would say that this is going to really hurt Harrison Bailey's chances of getting on the field early.
I think he would have had to have been Peyton Manning to start day one anyway. Like, I think that Garantano was pretty much going to start day one. I don't think Harrison Bailey could have done much to be the starter in the first game. I think it's going to have to be more Garantano screwing it up. And for those people who don't really like him, then you should be confident that he will at some point. Now, it might not be good for our chances in the Oklahoma game when you think of it in that way, but I think that's more likely.
If we play football, oh, I forgot to give the shout-out. CX in the chat 97 asked, if we play football this season, what position group are you most excited about and what position group are you worried about?
You're asking me now?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought these were your questions.
I'm bringing you in.
They don't want me. They want you.
Well, there's a radio audience still listening too. Like we haven't kicked them off for the Redditors. We're tag teaming here.
I feel like this is a disservice to our audience.
I'm going to answer too.
To our real audience, instead of these random.
No, there's some people listening. Kenneth Noisewater, MD, says, when is the Cam versus Cody fast food eat-off going to be? We didn't even tweet about that. He's a listener.
He must be a real listener.
And he said, by the way, I heard the drive kind of piggyback that idea. ... Typical. I didn't hear that. I didn't hear what was happening.
It is typical.
But you
are. That guy's a medical doctor, and he listens to us.
It says MD. I don't. You can lie on the internet about your screen names. I don't know, but he says MD.
That's cool if he does.
We got some doctors and lawyers and stuff that listen. I mean, we are. We walk among the elite in our audience.
Yeah. So, what's the question?
What position group are you most excited about? What position group are you most worried about?
Well, do we get to count quarterback as position group?
It's a position.
Because I'm most worried about it. I think that goes without saying. I think most people would agree with that. Position group I'm most excited about, without a doubt, is the offensive line.
Okay.
If we get to see it the way we all hope we get to see it, with all our five stars up there. You know what I mean? Trey Smith, Darnell Wright, Brandon Kennedy, the sixth-year Brandon Kennedy, Cade Mays, Trey Smith. I said Trey Smith. Wanya Morris, he's the other guy. Didn't something happen to him? He's hurt, isn't he?
I wonder if Cade Mays is going to get clear, like, if the NCAA is even working now. Like, is the NCAA just, like, are they still working?
Yeah, that's a whole thing.
My answer was the linebackers, though.
Linebackers, okay.
I want to see what Crouch and Henry T look like in year two.
I think that offensive line will be awesome.
I said a close runner-up for the offensive line, but I really want to see. I think we have just elite talent at both positions, but I want to see what the linebackers do because Jeremy Pruitt is a defensive guy. Moose is now coaching the linebackers, and I think the linebackers are going to have to be good to kind of clean up some messes from the defensive line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my answer would be O-line there.
Okay. With being most worried about the quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Do you guys have an answer about the fast food eat-off? Because the guy Cody was stealing the idea from, I guess, has kind of cucked you in terms of getting it out there first for the
GoFundMe.
Well,
he said
idea.
It first. I gave him credit for saying it first. So I was going to cuck him, but then he beat me to the cuck.
Right.
To the cuckle. He got back to his wife before I could get in the room, basically. And it was a whole, you know.
But we could still, I mean, we're doing it different in terms of an eat-off. We could still do it differently.
Without the charity.
We can still donate. Find the charity to donate to. Like, that guy's just eating by himself. We're having a race, so it's a little bit different.
Right. What was the question?
When is it going to happen? Like I said, whenever they were talking about it, whenever Cody was going on and on about it, I said he's going to talk about it. We're not going to do it. But
no, had that guy not come back in and said he's doing his thing, I don't want to get accused of copying, you know, his idea. I don't want him to do it well and then we do it and it doesn't go as well. I'd like to do it still, but, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't have an answer to that question.
So what you took the long way around of saying is it's not going to happen.
I'd like for it to happen if we could organize it.
What do you mean if we can organize it?
I'm down.
We go get a bunch of food. We put up a Venmo. We put up a live stream. We can invite people on Zoom. Zoom's the new thing. We'll put up a Zoom link. People can line up. We don't even have to be together for the eating competition.
What if we don't raise enough money?
There's no. I mean,
then again, it's just me and Cam gorging ourselves for no
reason.
It's
like college athletes. I mean, we can raise at least to cover the portion of the food. But yeah, you're going to miss out on the clout you were chasing. So, again, to answer your question, can have noise water MD, it's not going to happen. Like I told you, it wasn't going to happen. He's already backed out.
You know what? It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
So, when is it going to happen?
Cam? When's it going to happen?
I'm available always. It's not like we can go anywhere. So,
I don't want to do it tomorrow because my birthday's Saturday. I don't want to die before my birthday.
Yeah, we can wait
until
after.
People can at least say I was part of the 27 Club if I die after my birthday.
Yeah, there you go.
How about next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday?
Tuesday. That gives us a few days to plan, a few days to prep.
Okay.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday is going to be the eat-off.
Yeah.
You going to go to McDonald's?
I'll go to McDonald's right before the show, and I'll pick up all the food. We're going to do it on the air?
I feel like we should make somebody go pick up the food for us.
It's going to be cold. Those McDonald's fries are going to be awful cold. I feel like we need to go to a McDonald's. We can't. You can't dine in.
Yeah, you can't sit
there. We could go through a drive-thru and film it outside. Nah, that's a lot to ask. We probably just need to do it here. Everything should be okay besides the fries. Next Tuesday is the day. That's your answer, Dr. Kenneth Noisewater.
MD. Well, Dr.
Oh, MD. I see what he's doing now. Dr. Kenneth Noisewater is a reference from Anchorman. That's what he's going for. Yeah.
So he's not an actual doctor?
I don't think
so. We don't have a doctor listening?
I knew I had heard Kenneth Noisewater before. I'd heard that somewhere. Next Tuesday. We're doing it next Tuesday. It's set in stone. It's going to happen. And you're not going to get the satisfaction of saying, "I told you it would never happen."
Okay, I look forward to it. We will we'll raise the money. We'll reimburse you for the price of the food. And next Tuesday, tune in.
Cam, be ready.
All right.
We're doing
I'll
it next Tuesday.
My stomach.
All right.
I'll continue answering some of the AMA online at Reddit/r/AkiTop. Cam, what this or that topics we got up?
All right, I have. Would you rather have a cook or a maid?
Cook or a maid?
Would you rather?
I've already done that one.
I don't think so.
About the clean house or having food?
I don't think so. Have we? If so, it was a long time ago.
Go ahead. That's fine.
I want to say, all right, you can either never talk again or you have to blurt out everything that's on your mind.
What do you mean blurt out everything
like
on your mind?
Anything that comes across your mind, it just comes out.
Blurt out anything. Okay.
Yeah, it just comes out. And all right, You either have to get 50 rushing yards in an NFL season or score 50 points in the NBA season. And the stipulation on this is you're playing starter minutes for both, and it's just which would you think you have a better shot at?
Okay. All right, we'll play some This or That coming up next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
That.
This.
This. This.
This.
This. All right, are y'all ready to play the debate segment known as This or That?
Yes. I'm ready.
Come on.
Let's go.
Yes.
All right.
Come on.
Well, first up we have, would you rather have a cook or a maid?
I think I would prefer to have a cook. I think it would be a good health benefit for me. I've always said, I think I could eat healthy all the time if I didn't have the temptation and the urges of hunger. You know what I mean? Like, you're sitting there, so you eat something, whatever. 4 hours later, you're hungry again. And if I wasn't hungry in the moment, if I knew dinner was coming and that my cook was going to prepare something nice for me and it was going to taste good, I think I would just eat that as opposed to, you know what, I'm going to go out and get a couple of McDoubles. I think a cook being able to prepare my meals, a professional cook, would be really nice because I could eat healthier and I wouldn't have to worry about whether or not my food tasted good.
I think having a cook would be kind of detrimental after a while. So you're just—it's more disruptive, not detrimental. It's more disruptive to your life. The cook is always there. You're gonna have to hang out with the cook, and it's gonna be good food. Don't get me wrong; he's a good cook, but it's going to be someone that's in your life more often. It's someone who is going to—I imagine he's not. I imagine your cook is going to be insulted if you don't like his food, right? What happens if you don't like his food? What happens if the cook wants to try something new?
I would, because I'm not so picky.
You like everything? You've never eaten a food that you're like, you know what, I don't like this?
Unless it's tasteless, yeah, pretty
much.
What
if your cook, Cam, wants to whip up an hour and a half meal and you're hungry? What then?
Well, then, if he's your cook.
What if you just want to order pizza?
If he's your cook, you're his boss. So you tell him,
but you gotta worry
you tell him, whip me up something in 30 minutes or less.
I've seen enough TV shows and movies. The cooks are sensitive. The maid comes once a week, once every 2 weeks, cleans the house, does your laundry if you want. Those are some of the worst things, right?
What if you need things done when she's not there?
Then you either do them or you wait. Like you think.
So you still got to do things yourself.
What happens if you're hungry if your cook's not there?
He is there. You said my cook lives on the premises.
No, I didn't say he was on the premises.
Yes, you did. You just said you got to deal. You said you got to deal with him all the time.
Yes, because you eat 3 times a day.
You said he's always there.
Because you eat 3 times a day.
Did you not say he's always there? I heard him say he's always there.
Did I say he lived there?
You've contradicted yourself.
No, I didn't. Did
yes,
I say
you have.
Did I say he lived there?
No, but I was going to say he lives there. But you did say he's there all the time. I heard you
I
say
I just
it.
Mean that you eat more often than you clean. That's simply all I was saying.
Calm down. I'm just telling you
no,
what you said.
No, you tried to put words in my mouth, and
you
got caught
you
lying
said.
Like you typically always do.
Actually, that's not what happened.
Like you typically always do.
I was going to let you know he's got his own living quarters. Even though he does happen to be there all the time.
But, again, you eat more often. Either way, whatever.
Yes, you eat more often, which means it's saving you
which
way more time.
It's not even necessarily saving you time.
Yeah, it is.
It's not even necessarily saving you time.
Yeah, it is. In the time,
no, it's not.
Because I don't have to cook.
Yes, but you have said many times that you could run through a fast food place. You could get pizza ordered.
That's
going to
take
it time.
Wastes
you no time.
That's going to take time.
It wastes you no time.
That's going to take a lot of time.
It takes 20 minutes.
If my cook is preparing
you
excuse me.
A 2-hour meal.
Excuse
either
me.
Way, a maid comes once a week. The tasks are way worse. Preparing your food, cooking, getting food is less detrimental than having to clean.
If he's
cleaning is the worst. No, vacuuming is the worst. Dusting is the worst. There is nothing better than a nice, clean house and all your laundry being done, your bed being made up, all that stuff being done for you.
I agree, it's nice, but you could do all that in one day yourself instead of needing the maid to come do it, whereas cooking is something that has to be done every single day, 3 times a day.
Cooking does
you're
not have to
take
be done,
away more time.
Cooking does not have to be done 3 times a day.
No,
you
but the act of eating has
you
to
can
be
make
done.
A yes, I know.
Still
you
takes
can.
Time.
You can make a sandwich in 45 seconds.
Still takes time. I could be working yes. on my craft, working on my paintings. I could be playing basketball. I could be doing whatever during that time. Saving a lot of time. All my food tastes good. It's all prepared by a top-level chef. I'll do my own laundry. I prefer to do my own laundry. In fact, I got my own way of doing it.
I've seen your apartment. You need a clean. You need a maid there.
First of all,
very dirty place.
First of all, that's not.
How many times have you came in here and complained that your roommates are dirty? I've never heard you come in here and complain that they didn't cook for you. I've often heard you come in.
They don't cook.
That's what I'm saying. I've heard you come in and complain about the house being dirty as if you needed a maid. Never heard you come in complaining about a lack of cook. I've heard you complain about a lack of maid.
I didn't complain about the lack of a maid.
You complained about the dirty place because living in a dirty place is not what you like.
But I get to clean, and it gives me the satisfaction of cleaning.
Oh, so you like cleaning for Brendan and Rick. Okay, I'll make sure
to let them know. No, not for them. Their living quarters are gross.
I'll make sure you know that you will go clean for them because
Rick's
you like living quarters. You like
cleaning. We team up on it. We do a pretty good job now.
I've heard you complain about a lack of maid, about a dirty place. I've never heard you complain about a lack of cooking. That's simply all I'll say. Having a clean house.
Again, Cam, think about three times a day, having to take all that time.
I got to go with John on this one. You fell at the end. You had it to the end and kind of got you there.
I know.
All right.
I know.
Would you rather blurt everything that comes to mind or never talk again?
This is going to be tough, but I would rather blurt out anything on your mind. I would rather blurt out anything on your mind. You're still able to communicate. You're still able to talk. Now, you're going to have to train here. You're going to have to train, especially if you're a radio host. You got to keep, you got to train your mind.
You're off the air in one day.
Well, you're off the air if you can't talk ever again either. So, like, well, you're off the air
fair enough.
Too. So
fair enough.
You got to train your mind to not have such dirty thoughts, or you could just simply embrace every, I don't know, I won't say everyone's favorite human, but most people's favorite human, most people's favorite TV character, most people's favorite celebrity is Larry David. Larry David gets a pass because he, quote, says anything on his mind. There's pleasure in that. People like somebody with no filter. This is brutally honest. You get a lot of credit for just being brutally honest if you can make that your niche. If you can't talk, I mean, what's the benefit of that? Just people around you don't have to listen to you? Okay, I guess.
No,
that's
it's
cool.
That you have a clear message. A man of few words is always deeply respected. Here's the thing. You're going to get in a lot of trouble. It means that when that guy talks, you listen because he's got something to say. That's
or
an old.
Just very simple with nothing to say.
No, that's an old FDR quote. A man with few words is dangerous because that man is thinking constantly. That man, and when he finally says something, you're paying attention
because
he doesn't say everything on his
mind.
Cam,
let me find a quote that says something like action is better than planning and thinking. I'm sure there's a million quotes out
there. You can find a quote if you want
to. That doing too much thinking is bad
news.
Well,
who are you going to take?
And always thinking, that means he's not acting.
Who are you going to pay more attention to? The guy that says something every so often or the guy that never stops talking?
The guy that says whatever's on his mind, he's going to have way more interesting things to say.
Well, here's where you're going to get in trouble.
This guy's a loose cannon. He can say whatever.
You're going to get in a lot of trouble being that guy.
That guy's more entertaining. More people are paying attention to him.
He's entertaining. Sure, he's entertaining.
The guy that's sitting over the corner not saying
anything.
But
he'll never have a meaningful life.
The guy who's sitting over there not saying anything, I'm going to forget he's there.
He's entertaining, but he'll never have a meaningful life. He'll probably end up in jail. Because you're going to say if you have to speak every thought that comes in your mind and you're sitting on an airplane and you have to speak the thoughts in your mind, like, what if I just set off a bomb in here? Like, you have to say that out loud even though it might just come across your head. They're going to detain you. They're going to take you to prison. You're never going to have any meaningful relationships because you're going to have to, like, that's going to be awful. Every time your significant other or your mother or whoever, your sister, whoever you're dealing with, your family, every time you think a negative thought about them, you got to spit it out in front of them. Oh, it's going to be horrible. It's going to be horrible. I'm just thinking about, like, you know, I got a family member that posts a picture of her baby pretty much every day on Instagram, and I hate it. I hate the kid because of her posting it so much. But if I had to say that in front of her, that would be awful. It would be awkward. She would hate me. We would have no relationship.
One of the best Curb Your Enthusiasm episodes ever is The Social Assassin, where Larry is able to monetize going around to tell family members, other people's family members, the thing they don't like about him.
The thing is, though,
people respect him, and he becomes well-respected. He becomes, like I said, he's financially compensated for it because he goes around telling people, hey, you do the after you finish drinking. Maybe stop that.
And he didn't get to win his golf tournament because of that.
That wasn't his fault. No, the guy
found out his wife was cheating on him with the other player.
Not because of anything Larry did. You're completely misrepresenting the episode.
Yeah, but Larry didn't get. At the end of the day, he didn't get what he wanted because he wanted to win that golf tournament.
But you're completely misrepresenting the episode. Not because of anything Larry did.
He didn't get
Larry
to
did.
Because it's Sammy not... tried to set him up to say, "Hey, my mom's annoying when she takes the drinks."
And he didn't do it. If he would have done it prior to that, he would have won.
But then Sammy said, "Oh, by the way," he said, "if I didn't do it, I told him." The guy was cheating on
his
wife. This
is gerrymandering at its finest. You are completely misrepresenting.
Here's the thing. At the end of the day, you die alone if you're that guy because you're going to say everything. You can't be completely honest. Everyone has negative feelings about everybody, but they don't say them.
You're looking at
this. You can't tell everyone you think about them.
You're looking at this simply from a negative perspective.
It is very negative.
No, how many times have you wished you would have shot that shot at that woman? How many times do you wish you would have taken that shot?
You're
going to
tell her what you're actually thinking?
Yes, I think
absolutely
you are.
Absolutely not.
I think you are absolutely beautiful.
Oh, what I'd like to do with you.
I think you are absolutely
beautiful.
You can't
say that.
And I think about you all the time. I love you.
She's going to get a restraining order. She's going to get a restraining order against you. If you're telling her your real thoughts.
If you have a completely perverted mind, and when you see someone, you look at them as a piece of meat and property, sure. But if you have even somewhat of a normal brain, I want to talk to this girl.
Every guy,
will you stop interrupting me? Hey, I really like you.
You talk so much.
I would like to get to know you. Well, I'm making a point. You don't have any points, so then you don't talk that often.
Actually, my points have been made.
But you're simply looking at it from a negative perspective. What about the positive? What about all the things you wish you could say, Cam? Think right now, Cam. Is there something you wish you could tell somebody? Are you holding anything in right now? Is there somebody in your life you want to reach out to and say,
if you said it, would it turn out well? You can't always say everything that's on your mind.
Excuse me, I was having a conversation.
You'll break the hearts of the people you love.
No.
Yes, you will.
No, they'll appreciate your honesty.
No, they won't.
They absolutely won't. Everyone always says, "I appreciate honesty."
They will leave you and not be a part of your life anymore,
Cam,
and you'll die alone.
Is there somebody in your life you wish you could tell something to? Either good or bad. You wish you had the courage just to tell them how you really thought and how you really felt?
Then ask Jesus into your heart right now.
Is there?
Not really.
Not really?
No.
Really?
But imagine the things.
Is there a girl you wish you could say, "Hey, I would like to take this relationship to another level"? Not even like be boyfriend and girlfriend, but hey, let's do this.
When I say third grade, be boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean sexual things. I view you in a very sexual way.
Yeah, that's going to be. You can't say those things.
And if you get out of the friend zone one way or the other, either you're not their friend anymore or you get it done.
You can't just go around saying those things. Cam, you got
to
understand what this point.
The power to say whatever you want is a powerful, powerful
thing.
No,
because
have any shame,
everybody thinks awful
afraid.
Things. Awful things crawl into our minds. It's the devil doing his dirty work. We all think awful things. If you had
right
to
now.
Shout that out at everyone you meet.
I think you're a great person and a good friend. That's what
you're
I'm thinking
lying.
Right now. No,
you're
not.
Lying.
That's what I'm thinking.
But imagine how hurt I would be if you told me your honest feelings all the time. And how hurt you would be. We all have negative feelings toward other people, and we can't always say all those things.
We can. We just don't.
No, because we would have no friends if we did that. If you spouted out every single thing you think about somebody, you had no friends at the end of the day.
You would only be friends with the people you wanted to be friends with, the only people you liked. There would be no more fakeness. There would be no more
There's
small talk.
No one perfect. There's no one perfect, but everyone will be offended by something.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. That's you die true. Alone in your scenario.
That's not true. That is not true
you,
at all.
At the end of the day, you run off everybody with your scenario.
That is not true. You're looking at it from a perspective of somebody with a terrible mind that thinks very poorly of people.
I gotta go, Cody, here.
Coward.
I think that it would be a problem to just blurt out everything.
It would be. It would be a huge problem.
Just not talking at all seems much worse, but whatever.
You can write everything down.
All right. Rush 50 yards, score 50 points. Starter minutes.
He has always been, from day one, the guy that says you cannot score on an NBA player. If you're in an NBA game in a situation, you can't score, and now for some reason he's taken that you can, I don't see it. Look, if I get the ball in football, all I got to do is run right up the middle. I may only get 1 yard at a time. It may take me 50 rushing attempts. But I'm telling you, if they hand me the ball and I go straight up the center's butt, just boom, I'm going to get 1 or 2 yards. It doesn't matter
who the defenders are.
You're not
going to get any
yes,
yards.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
Yes,
you
I will.
Slow.
I'll have
you're
my blockers right
enough.
There.
No.
Do you know how quick you can get
yes.
to the hole?
Yes.
They're not going to wrap me. As long as my offensive line's blocking, they're not going to wrap me up in the backfield.
This is the stupidest argument I've ever heard in my life.
I've been in an Oklahoma drill, bro.
You are not fast
I know
enough
how it works.
To get to the line of scrimmage.
You don't have to be fast to get 2 yards.
You are 4 yards behind, so now you have to get 6 yards. You think you're going to get 6 yards against an NFL defense?
Does it matter which position that I play, by the way? Does it matter?
You're the running back.
Running back?
Here's the issue. It's this simple, Cam. It's called math. In my scenario in the NBA, you know what you can't do? You can't get negative stuff. I only have to score 50 points. There are no negative plays. There are no points that equals me losing points. He has one bad handoff. He loses 5 yards. Now guess what he has to do? Get 55 yards. It can get progressively
you
tougher
won't get a shot
as
off.
You lose.
You've said it yourself.
Through an entire season getting starter minutes, I basically only have to score 1 point. Again, basically 1 point every other game. Can I pump fake? Can I get fouled? At least once every 2 games, and can I hit one of my 2 free throws? I think that's much more likely than having to rush and get yards. Because, again, if I miss a shot, guess what it doesn't do? It doesn't take a point away from me. If you have a bad rush, you lose yards. He could end up losing 30 yards and having to get 80, and he's not doing it. He's never going to break a big run. I could get lucky and hit a 3-point shot. He's not going to break a big run. The average person's not going to break a big run.
I don't need a big run.
You have to be so quick and so fast to get past the line of scrimmage.
You could not score 50 points. You have said it on the show yourself.
I broke it down for you as simply as possible.
There's
no argument to get around
that.
Yes,
there is an argument because, Cam, you know very well, I get the ball. You don't have to be fast to get to the line of scrimmage. You can get a yard. They hand you the ball, and you pound it straight up the center's ass. That's what you do, straight up the center.
Have you ever watched a tackle for loss? Like, you act like there's no run stop 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. You act like a running back never loses yards.
Also,
NFL running backs!
Also, I don't necessarily have to take a handoff. I can take a direct snap. The only stipulation is that I have to be the running back.
That's
I take
fine.
The direct snap, I boom, right up the center's butt. It would not take long to get 50 yards from me.
This is the stupidest thing I've
you ever can't
heard
score on an NBA player.
This is the stupidest thing I've
you
ever
can't
heard
score.
The stupidest thing.
You would have to pray that they foul you.
Yes.
You would have to pray that they foul you.
Yes.
And they're not going to foul you because they're not going to have to. Because every time
a
you take
fake,
a shot,
yeah,
they're gonna swat your little ball away. Every time you try to take a shot. You're talking about a guy with a 7-foot wingspan, and you think you're going to get a shot off?
Stupidest
he's
going to
flick your little dumb ball away
not
every time.
Another breath on it.
Because you've lost. He's never going to foul you. He's never
going to
foul you.
You're going to lose.
Tell me how you're going to score. Tell me how you're going to score.
I would say you could catch an open shot. There's open shots in the corner all the time. You have probably a 25% chance of hitting an open shot. Do you hit it? Maybe. It's a much better chance of breaking off a 3 or 4 yard run.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not.
You can pump fake. They're going to be trying to swat you. You can use that to your advantage.
You
pump fake. They jump up to swat it. You hope that they fall on top of you. You hope
you're
going to
have to pray.
Where your team's in the bonus and you get fouled.
No, you're going to have to hope and pray that you can hit a half court shot. Because otherwise, they're going to be guarding you.
Make your decision.
You're not going to make. You're not going to make one out of 4 shots.
Dumbest thing.
You're not even going to get 1 out of 4 shots off. All I got to do is take the ball and run up the middle.
You think you can gain yards as a running back in the NFL?
Run right up the middle.
You think you can gain
yards? 1 at a time. 1 yard at a time.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
We're not even talking about the wear and tear
of a body. I got an offensive line.
We're not even talking about the wear and tear of a body.
I've got an offensive line.
Yes.
You can't even get a shot off.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. They'll block it.
Yes, you can.
Have you seen NBA players?
Have you heard of a pump fake? Have you seen
any
open
shots? Oh, yeah. You're gonna pump fake an NBA player.
That's the dumbest thing.
Yeah. So yeah, stupid. Please tell me, who are you going to pump fake in the NBA? You tell me you're going to do a pump fake and you can get a shot off
you're
on any NBA player?
This is
you're insane.
Go ahead.
You've lost.
I got to give it to John here. The possibility
ridiculous.
Of losing
dumbest
yards
thing.
And
that
the,
so
the opportunity of being fouled.
Not even close.
That is ridiculous.
I wasted 3 minutes of my life arguing about that.
Cam, have you never been in a backfield? Do you know how quick you can get from there to the center's ass?
Let's go. Let's catch our last break.
I guess I don't have a blocker. I guess I have no O-line.
Hi.
Last call on the program is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka. Award-winning vodka distilled in the hills of Tennessee. Pick you up a bottle. Let's hit a quick version of Pump the Brakes and Keep Rolling. Cody, will you go first, please?
Okay. Police in India raise awareness for coronavirus.
Okay. Now give it to
me. apparently cops in India are wearing coronavirus costumes while directing traffic. And that's how they're racing. There's a picture of one of these guys. They're these cops on horseback. And you know the virus, the pink thing, the pink ball with the stuff coming out of it? You know, like if the virus logo, am I getting across here? You know what I'm talking about, Cam? It looks like a cell. No, it's a cell, right? Is that what it is?
It's like a picture of the virus.
Right, and it's a pink blob with the tentacle things coming out, whatever. It's a cell. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it doesn't really look like a virus, but yeah, it kind of looks more like a cell type thing. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Cam knows what I'm talking about. Pink, yeah, green, pink, whatever it is. Well, anyway, the cops are putting these things on their heads, and they're patrolling on horses, and it's to raise awareness for the social distancing and things like that in India. They're wearing coronavirus costumes so that when people see them patrolling, they know what they're talking about. Okay. Here's a picture. You see?
Yeah.
You're not even paying attention.
No, I am.
No, you're not.
I saw it.
Tell me what the story is.
There's cops wearing a mask as if they are corona patrolling on horses in the street.
What country?
How'd you get the country? Was it India?
Okay. It was India. And it's to raise awareness.
Yeah. Any other brain busters for you?
For you?
Or, I mean, for me, yeah, from you.
That was a brain buster. Trying to ask a question apparently is a brain buster.
I'm just so confused as you arguing about that. Like, you're still in the break arguing about that.
I'm just looking.
People on the internet
are just
saying you got screwed. Like, the little cult of Cody is cute, but like, you can put it away and be rational.
It's not a little cult. I'm looking over here at Hippo John, who's always said he could never get a shot off against an NBA player.
You could not. It's math, bro.
It's not math.
It's math.
It's not math. It's being in the trenches and it's having heart is what it is. It's being in the trenches and having the heart and the will to win.
I watched you play Ben Lee in football, bro. You're not doing it.
I've been in an Oklahoma
drill. You're not doing it.
You're looking at a guy that's been in an Oklahoma drill.
I think about all the time you ran up, that was just getting back to the line of scrimmage.
It's doable.
Drives up next.